Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a reasonable person? What proof can you provide? What is an example of something that you think makes you a reasonable person? Tony is going to go first. He's been waiting, okay. So we'll let go first. Tony in West Michigan. Tony, what makes you a reasonable person?
Just being a correctional officer in general. You kind of have to put aside, you know, what these guys have done, because sometimes you get a little bored and you look up what they've done. And some of our housing units, you have to, they're only out for like an hour a day. Other than that, they're locked up for 23 hours, so that means all their meals, you have to serve them.
Yeah.
And so you look at them, you're like, I know what you did, but hey, here's your grilled cheese sandwich. Have a good day.
Okay. You have to beat them reasonably. Like, you have to maintain a certain measure. Don't want to go overboard.
Are there certain inmates where you know they're a problem, like, every day?
Every day.
There was a fella that lived across the street from me when we lived in Knoxville Hot Wings, and he was a correctional officer. And there was one guy that he told us, like, they would deal with. And this was, I think, just at the city jail, but whenever he was in jail, they would see him get nude, and he would have bought Vaseline or somehow get Vaseline and lube himself up, because he was going to fight the guards and make it awful. And you'd see it coming, because he'd start stripping and going, I'm getting ready. Getting all lubed up.
Didn't make it much of a secret.
He's there again.
That does happen. So if you know, like, what they can do is take their slots, which is a non-physical way of them protesting. Like, they pop their slots and they stick their arm through and just sit there. So if we have to rush their cell to, you know, extract them, they'll flood their cell. They'll pretty much smear poop all over themselves. And it's quite the thing.
Yeah.
Wow. It's all wrapped up for the pepper spray.
God, that sounds awful.
Some
people are saying it's not fair to use your job to describe you as a reasonable person. Well, I think it is. Depends on what you're doing.
At the very least, he's a reasonable person at work.
Yeah.
I mean, he might all right, be thank reasonable you, Tony. Unreasonable somewhere else. I don't know.
But if you want to tell us why you're reasonable and be judged by everyone, please do. Mm-hmm. Call 1-800-947-3979. Hot Wings, what makes you a reasonable person?
Well, I mean, if you've got, you know, if you're reasonable, you usually have good judgment. You make good decisions. So I would say what makes me reasonable is that I have never bought anything I can't afford. And not everyone can say that, meaning that I have never, like, gone into debt to buy anything, unless you count a house, but that's a little different.
Yeah.
But
or a car.
Yeah, I mean, like, those are big purchases where you generally would have to take out a loan or something.
Yeah, like things you can't afford.
Yeah.
But some people,
I'm just messing with you, I'm sorry.
But I've only bought houses I could afford to also put furniture in the houses.
I remember
we used to know people in Omaha and everywhere in the country where people would go, oh man, look at my new house. They buy a McMansion. They're, you know, 28 years old and can't afford it. And their furniture is like lawn furniture.
Yeah, their house poor.
Have anything. That's unreasonable. And so I've never, you know, taken out credit cards and stuff to buy stuff I can't afford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah, me too.
Not in a long time, but boy, that was a pretty good sport for me back in the day. Well, I'll pay this VCR off for 7 years, long after I'm using a DVD player. Doesn't matter to me. Need one today. Joe, what makes you a reasonable person?
I mean, several things for sure. But let's see. First off, the other day I was in the McDonald's drive-thru and I wanted a milkshake. And they said, our machine is broken. And I thought, you know, I could shoot you right in the face right now.
Oh, my God.
I've seen it done. And
certainly threatening would be.
And instead I said, well, all right, I guess I won't have a milkshake tonight. So there's one.
Did you really not have one, or did you go to a different drive-thru?
I really didn't have one. Okay.
From there. Did you get a smoothie instead?
Yeah.
A Wawa smoothie?
Well, no, a milkshake smoothie.
Uh-huh.
They'll... No, there's a difference on Wawa. Look at the website. It's true.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, I mean, you wouldn't have really shot anyone, but you also didn't throw a hissy fit.
Yeah,
did
exactly.
You?
No.
Nothing snide, like, well, it's always broken.
Nope. Even
I
when
I reacted reasonably when I couldn't get a milkshake.
Yeah, even when I bought a $25 burger with nothing but the patties, I didn't yell at anyone. I just took it back and said, can I have another one? And even when that one was crap, even though it had the buns, I didn't go back and shoot them in the face. Yesterday we played a story about a man who took a dump in another person's yard because they didn't like that person commenting on Facebook about the dog turds that his neighbor was leaving.
Okay. Now, that's unreasonable.
I used to have a neighbor who I bought a house that was a foreclosure, and obviously this dog was trained to go take dumps in the yard because why not? Wouldn't we all do that?
Yeah.
So then I moved in, and the dog could not be untrained or hadn't been, and I did not poop on that man's lawn. I just went over there, and I said, could you have your dog not do this anymore? And he said, the dog's blind. And I said, okay.
Okay, so he has no idea where he's pooping, and there's nothing that man could do about it.
I went, that's not true. He looks at me. Whenever I make noise, that dog looks right over and dumps and goes. Did I dump in that man's yard? Yeah, no.
Well, you're really denying it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like three or four times.
Really? No, you're trying to create an alibi.
No one even accuses you.
Hey, Joe, what'd you do yesterday? Definitely didn't dump in my neighbor's yard.
With a stupid blind dog. Huh.
So if there is a man turd there, it isn't mine. Not that there would be, because why would anybody?
Let me throw out this bonus challenge to the audience. Mm-hmm. This will get hurtful quick.
Yeah.
Pick one person from the show and tell us why you think that person is unreasonable.
Oh, we've all got those, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without all right, question. Steve, what makes you a reasonable person?
I think that I am very open-minded, and even if I completely disagree with somebody's point of view or their beliefs, I have no problem engaging in a conversation with them or being friends with them.
Really? Even being friends with them? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, like you said, you weren't a fan of the Jewish faith, but you have.
We were all here.
But you are friendly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you said, I'm not anti-Semitic.
But ew.
That's not true.
That's what you said.
None of what we said is true.
No. Like,
you can't even
not at
that
all.
Laying out there.
Not no. One bit.
Kelly, what makes you a reasonable person?
Well.
Wait, do you think you're a reasonable person? Because that was a long pause.
I don't think you do you?
No, you don't.
I do think I'm a reasonable person because there have been times where my reactions could have been different. Like on Halloween when I was dressed like an astronaut for the guy that I was dating at the time. And then we all showed up to the concert that we were going to. And I was the only person in costume
mm-hmm.
on Halloween weekend. And I didn't react like a little baby then. And I didn't say, I need to change. Instead, I rocked that outfit, and then when he ditched me at that concert with all my stuff in his pockets, and we broke up, I didn't burn his things.
You did not.
You didn't.
You may
I would say that's the most reasonable thing that you have ever
done.
I didn't
come on the radio and say that he's been writing a book for 3 years that I've never read.
Well, now
I feel like
we're
that was pretty reasonable.
I thought you were very reasonable.
I didn't tell
that.
Everybody about his jealousy and insecurities and control issues. I thought that was pretty reasonable.
It was. Right. Mm-hmm. We encouraged you in a very unreasonable manner to move his stuff out of your house after he delayed in getting it.
I know.
We're like, we will help you put it in the yard.
I know. So I do
Well, I didn't say I would help.
Yeah, I
I don't think I did either. I just said I'd get it out of there.
I bet you have friends.
I got these six kids.
How I reacted. I was so reasonable. I said, no, we should be nice. We shouldn't mess up his things. But man, in the back of my head, mm-hmm. just like Joe wanted to poop in that man's yard, I wanted to smear my ass all over his stuff.
But again, I did not.
No, same. Thank you. See, reasonable.
Yeah.
People are giving reasons why various members of the show are not reasonable. Mm-hmm. Kelly is not reasonable because she shoved her camera flashlight or phone flashlight in a high schooler's face at a concert to teach her a lesson.
I see your point.
I think that moment was unreasonable.
Yeah, that's all
you
know.
But we're looking overall.
Big picture.
Because everybody, as we talked about, can have those moments that we can all pick out. I can pick out 100.
Hot Wings is the most unreasonable. He has thousands of CDs he refuses to get rid of, even though it's all available digitally.
It's still not unreasonable. It doesn't bother anything. It's already there. Like, yeah. I have them.
And what about Y2K? What if that happens again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The very next text. Hot Wings is the most unreasonable because of his inability to admit he's ever wrong about anything.
Oh, my
God. Right after he said, it's not bothering anyone. I'll feed either my house.
No, I just disagree with that. And nobody has apologized for more screw-ups than me in my life. Believe me. Maybe not here so much, but
Doug,
everywhere else. Everywhere else, man.
Doug
Sorry,
in Minnesota.
I messed that up again.
Doug, what makes you a reasonable person?
I was at Costco last night picking up a prescription, and as I walked away, I bumped that little stylus thingy off the counter where you sign on the computer pad thing, and stopped myself, bent over, picked it up, and put it back. Very reasonable.
That was
great, Doug. You should teach radio.
Wow.
I've never laughed so hard in my life.
Brought a strong sense of timing.
Doug on the phone getting yelled at.
I know. I was going to say that no matter what he said, it did not matter. As soon as I saw it was Doug, then that was going to be it.
Here we go.
It is crazy how quickly I'll pat myself on the back after I've knocked something off and like or taken something off of a clothing thing, yeah. like rack, and then put it back. I'm like, good job.
Yeah. You did.
I'm very reasonable that I wiped up a spill I made yesterday.
Yeah.
I once gave myself credit mentally for not throwing some packaging out the car window.
That's called littering.
Yeah.
And you get fined for that.
I could have so easily thrown that out the window, and I didn't. I brought it home and put it in the trash can I walked past, and then I thought, what am I doing?
Hey, Doug, Terrible. While we got you, how was Free Beer's wedding?
Yeah.
All right, hang up on him.
It was great. Their vows were very entertaining and funny, and yet, you know, touching and meaningful.
Yeah, it would have been cool to hear them.
Yeah, sounds like it was a nice time.
Yeah.
You know,
that's pretty good.
You know, the last time I was on with you guys was like a segment 17.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of water's gone under the bridge because
mm-hmm.
Justin was still there.
Okay.
That's been a while. Yeah.
Steve wasn't married.
Wow. Okay.
Freebeer and Hot Wings were married to their first wives.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe hadn't taken his first step. So,
yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute. Joe is still getting that van ready to live in.
Yeah, it's true.
A very reasonable move.
Yep. That was definitely an example of reasonability.
Doug, thank you.
Bye,
you
Doug.
Did a great job.
Bye-bye.
See you, Doug.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.